Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Lynn Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Houseplants are more popular than ever, and we're going to help you brown thumbs out there join the houseplant revolution with some easy plant care tips.
Are squirrels eating all of your birdseed? I know mine is. We've got a few suggestions to stop these thieving rodents.
I have two indoor cats, and I grow something special just for them. I'll explain.
Did you plant some of the trees or shrubs this year, and you think maybe they're dead or dying? Don't give up. Yep, we'll tell you why.
And a listener from Wayne called and had a question about hardy hibiscus.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
BioAdvanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care gives you fertilizer, insect control, and disease control in one bottle. It makes it easy to grow bigger, more abundant blooms and stronger roots, kills adult Japanese beetles, aphids, and other listed insects, plus prevents diseases like black spot, powdery mildew, and there's no spraying. Try America's number one rose and flower care brand and get more from the blue bottle. Find this great BioAdvanced product and many more at your local garden center.
Introducing Miracle-Gro's next big thing, Performance Organics. Finally, organics that work. Tested and refined by plant scientists for twice the results. Guaranteed. Don't grow a snack. Grow a feast. Don't grow a flower. Grow a million-dollar view. This new organic collection of soil and plant food is what you've always wanted. No compromise. Just results. Guaranteed. Miracle-Gro Performance Organics.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. This is Bloomers in the Garden Radio. You can listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or on radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB or at 9 a.m. on 800 a.m. WTMR.
We are back at Bloomers in the Garden. Thank you for being with us. Len, I'll tell you what. Yep. There are a lot of folks out there.
A lot.
That, you know, they have houseplants, and they say, oh, I can't keep them alive.
Right, or they don't have houseplants because they're dead.
That's right. But, you know, we find that they're trying too hard sometimes.
Always.
You know?
Always.
And I think sometimes it's because we have high expectations, you know, yeah. We're trying to meet that. Don't you think?
I mean, it's, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I find that people just downright kill them. That they're dead and they don't want to be embarrassed right. when their friends come over because they have a yellowing-leaved houseplant or something else. But 99% of the time, it's because they're trying too hard.
Right.
Yeah, you know, think about it. The houseplants that we have, like people come in, they'll talk about what's going on with their houseplant. It's like, oh, you know, it's wet and I'm watering it every day. And what happens is that they're killing it. Mm. I have a philodendron in a spare bathroom. It's a spare bathroom. It's a bathroom all my kids have moved out for the most part. Uh-huh. And that I forget to water it for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. And this philodendron, like the soil shrivels up. But it's like the philodendron that could. And the whole point is I'm not going and overwatering it and trying to kill it with care. The plants don't need your help.
Right.
a little bit of water once in a while, a little bit of fertilizer once in a while. That's it.
That's it.
Try to keep your hands off.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hands
sure.
They don't need helicopter parents.
They don't. Now, let me ask you something. These houseplants are coming from an environment like in our garden center. It's a little different than the home, isn't it? Or would you say it's a little bit more, because they're covered in a different way? And
It is not as, we give them more light just because it's naturally coming from a greenhouse, but they are grown, by variety, to be able to grow in less light.
How about that?
So think about that, where, you're not going to put a full sun plant necessarily inside a house. Right. And you have to check, and that's one of our points that we're going to talk about, is by variety. Mm-hmm. If you have a dark room where you don't have any windows, you are not going to be able to grow a full sun plant. Mm-hmm. So you have to check the tags, read the tags, learn a little bit about the plants so that you're putting them in the environment where they'll do well.
Right.
Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Oh, sure, you are.
But most important thing is water. Yeah. Water and sunlight, and lighting, how do we check conditions for water?
Index finger
right. Probe, right?
That's it.
You put your finger in the soil, you let it dry out between waterings.
Right.
Okay, just because these plants naturally grow in a rainforest does not mean that they require it, because the plants are sorted out. Not every plant in the rainforest is a good house plant.
Right.
They have determined which ones will do well.
Will do well, yeah. And that's the thing, huh, Len? We have varieties that will thrive, in your home.
Right. And we've got a list that we're going to go through in just a little bit. But one thing is that it's the amount of light that they get.
So important.
You're always better off giving them as much light as possible.
Right.
But you don't always have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's one thing to consider about light, where just naturally this time of the year and going forward until the end of December, that...
Sure.
Our light is becoming less and less and less and less.
Yeah. There's a big change in the light conditions.
That we can go ahead and use things like grow lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of using regular light bulbs, you can replace those with grow lights. Mm-hmm. And that will certainly help.
Sure.
But natural light is first. Second would be grow lights. And also choosing varieties that can take it with less light. Like Aglaonema, Aglaonema are my favorite plant because go ahead, Will.
I know you like them a lot. This is probably one of your favorites.
They are my favorite because
favorite.
Low light does great. Mm-hmm. There's new varieties like the red varieties.
Red variety,
a lot of people think that they're... they've always been around, but they're relatively new.
New, aren't
they? Yeah, that they have not been around. They used to be only shades of green. Mm-hmm. There was a silver variety. Mm-hmm. I like that one as well, Silver Bay.
Now, I have one in my home. It's on the east side, but I have it inside my living room, so it's not really near the window. So it's growing beautifully.
There you go.
Yeah, so you don't need a lot of light for these.
No,
you know?
And that's one thing, a little bit of homework.
Yep.
A little bit of homework,
yeah. Because a lot of these plants, a lot of these plants in the garden center, they don't have the tag. So you got to, like you're saying, you have to do research.
Absolutely. Yep. It's important for you to do the research, but also humidity. Humidity is the key, especially during the winter time and where. For instance, when that heat goes on in your house, what type of heat do you have? Do you have forced hot air heat, or do you have like baseboard, like hot water running through it?
No, I have hot air.
You have hot air?
Yeah.
So do I. And what happens is during the wintertime, that just dries out the air so much. Like all of a sudden you're getting static shocks from everywhere.
In my head.
What's happening with plants is that they don't have the moisture around those leaves, and that they're going to do worse because they have less light, less humidity. So you have to supplement that humidity. But if you use just a mister, maybe once a week, it will do wonders for those plants.
Great thing to know.
And don't be surprised if you get some yellow leaves during the winter. It's just going to happen.
I already got some already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you do when you have a yellow leaf?
Well, my I have a peperomia. It's turned a little yellowish, but it's still.
Describe that, though. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Is the whole leaf turning yellow? Is the edge of the leaf turning yellow?
No, not the whole thing. No, it's just part of it. And I know it's because of the, you know, the change of temperature, and it's gotten colder where it's at. So, you know, it's gone through a little change of.
So it's gotten colder where it's at?
Yes, it's colder. It's right on my window. So it's getting that little draftiness from the.
Right. Drafts affect plants.
Yeah.
They really do. We're going to. In about a month or two, we're going to talk mm-hmm. about poinsettias how a draft, they hate drafts.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But when, you know, you mentioned yellow leaf. Mm-hmm. Does one leaf turn yellow or does just the edges turn yellow?
Yeah, mine is just not on the edges. It's in the center. So one whole leaf
turns color.
Yeah.
And that, you just pick that out. Mm-hmm. You just pick that out. That's not your plant is dying. Nah. It's like a lot of people say, oh, I need to water it more.
Oh,
and
no.
So then they water more and they get more yellow leaves. Oh, I need to water it more. And then it's more yellow leaves. No, I need to water it more.
What happened?
And then all of a sudden it died.
Yeah.
I've got a brown thumb.
Yeah. Oh.
And where the whole thing is just take that yellow leaf off.
Right.
Let them dry a little bit between waterings. Okay. Right. Now, humidity and watering are two different things.
Right.
Humidity is different because you're going to raise the relative humidity around the plant by misting, and that's going to stop the plant from getting like brown edges along often. At Bloomers, we have a beautiful glass greenhouse.
We do.
Radiant heating. Mm-hmm. But what happens is during the wintertime, we have to water the floor of the greenhouse in order to keep the humidity up
levels
so that the plants don't show signs of damage.
How about that?
Now, you talked earlier when we started the whole segment about it being a perfect environment. It sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
And sometimes not.
It's not, yeah.
The whole thing is starting with some good plants. Mm-hmm. We said again, Aglaonema is a great plant.
Great plant, yeah.
ZZ plant.
ZZ, yeah, it's another one.
A great plant. Yeah,
easy to take care of.
Yep. Peace lily.
Oh, that one? Ooh,
yeah, peace lily's easy, and it's pretty, has a white flower, and just, you know, it's funny. Most people are saying, oh, I see that everywhere. Well, there's a reason, duh.
Yeah, there is a reason.
It's because they live.
Yeah, that's right.
They're easy to take care of.
Yeah, and they're beautiful, too. They're gorgeous.
They are very
glossy
pretty plant.
Leaf. Oh, I like it a lot.
You have any?
Yeah, the snake plant called Sansevieria.
Yep.
Yep. And by the way, they changed the name to it.
Did they change the name of it?
Yeah, Dracaena. They changed it to Dracaena. They call it also Dracaena. Yep. I saw it the other day.
Maybe different member variety, but there's still. I mean, you know what? It's confusing because there's the snake plant that's the mother-in-law's tongue.
Yeah.
That everybody knows that's it's tall and it grows about 3 feet tall.
Right.
But then there's these small little dwarf ones that are only like in a 4-inch pot, maybe get to be in a 6-inch pot, that they grow laterally rather than upright.
Upward, right.
Yeah, so maybe that's what they changed
to. Yeah, they probably did that one.
What? Because they couldn't have changed the whole species.
No, I just saw that, you know, they called it Sansevieria and then they called it Dracaena. It was a name change that they did recently.
Hmm.
I don't know where.
Well, we're going to have to get on top of that.
Yeah.
Monstera. They're very, very easy. The hottest plant growing right now is that variegated one. Half the leaf is white. It's very popular.
Yeah.
Hard to find.
Yeah.
Probably in another 6 months, you'll find it everywhere, and then nobody will want it. succulents.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Succulents are easy, but most people overwater them.
Overwater, yeah, it's a problem.
Think of them where they grow, arid conditions. Mm-hmm. It's going to be something again, not in the rainforest, more of like a cactus. Where in that fibrous, if you ever cut into a succulent leaf, you'll see that it's like a gel it's inside.
Yeah, it's pretty thick leaves. Yep, really a lot of water in there.
Right, right. I think orchids are easy.
Oh, yeah.
But here's my suggestion with orchids. Take an ice cube a couple times a week. Just drop an ice cube in there. Yeah. That way you're not going to mess anything up. It's real easy. When they're done flowering, Throw them away. Yeah. Get a new one.
Yeah, I know. Nobody has them with flowers and they go, oh, when's that going to flower again?
You've got to do some work to get it to reflower. By the time it reflowers, you could probably buy another one. It's people like who love orchids.
Right.
Sorry, but, you know, it's something where you got to consider how valuable that plant is going to be for you and how long you're willing to wait. The other thing is it's going to have long, large leaves that you just treat them as a houseplant and just try not, don't get upset that they're not
flowering.
What, Julio?
They're not flowering at the time.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, my neighbor has one. She's waiting for it to flower.
What you can do is bring one in, swap it out.
Yeah, swap it. There you go. I should do that.
Overnight, it grew flowers.
That's right, yeah.
But, and again, we always say, if you're having trouble with a plant and it's really just driving you crazy and it gets to a point where the plant just is struggling so bad, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Euthanize plants and start again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my goodness, you know, those succulents, you know, they're not expensive, are they?
No.
No, you just come and pick one up and another one. And
yeah, but I mean, house plants, I mean,
they're great.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the house plant. Uh-huh. But again, if you're struggling, we don't want you to feel bad. Yeah. Don't feel guilty that you killed a plant. It's, you know, we always say they're plants, not puppies.
That's right, yeah. And you learn from your mistakes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how you learn.
Listen, if you've got questions about houseplants, please get in touch with the hotline at 609-685-1880. Take a picture of your plant that you're struggling with and give us some background, what's going on, and then we'll give you some advice. Right. All right, we'll be right back in the garden right after this. Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvest. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
In autumn, there's a crispiness to the air with just a hint of smoky. Sounds seem to linger longer, and the laughter of children seems just a little more mischievous. The dew lasts through the morning, and your shoes get wet as you walk through your grass. There's no better time to start a new lawn or plant a new landscape. The benefits of naturally reoccurring rainy seasons and the desire for plants to grow roots, not leaves, make autumn the perfect time to plant. Let's talk about your home, your lawn, your landscape. At Bloomers Home and Garden Center, we can help. Get that lawn back on track or suggest plants to complete that landscape. Bloomers experts are friendly folks who want to see you succeed. Fall is for planting. What's your project? Visit bloomers.com for directions and more information.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
This is Bloomers in the Garden Radio. You can listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or on radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB or at 9 a.m. on 800 AM WTMR.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio, I hate squirrels.
Oh, I know you do.
Oh, my gosh. Some people think they're funny. I just think they're just like sneaky rodents.
They are.
Anyway. Yeah. So people that want to feed the birds.
Sure.
You can get around having problems with squirrels, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a bird feeder, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have, what kind of bird feeder is it?
I have the best one.
What is
it? We have it right here. Brome. I think it's the best.
Brome?
Yep. Okay. Matter of fact, you gave it to me.
Oh, that's right.
As a present.
That's right. That's, it has a gravity where if the squirrel's weight goes onto it, the weight of the squirrel shuts the ports from being able to be eaten.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
I have one of those at home that actually a squirrel would jump onto it from our deck to shake some seed out, and then he would drop down to the ground.
Ugh.
And you know what the squirrel did? What
did he do?
He knocked it off of the hook. So that landed, and that the sleeve that's like a, it's a plastic sleeve,
right.
clear plastic sleeve, broke.
Oh, brother.
But here's the best thing about Brome. Lifetime guarantee.
Oh, that's even better.
So I need to get it back to them, so I can get it replaced.
That so little critter. Right. Oh, I'm telling you.
And Brome has different sizes. They have, you know, great big ones and small ones. Like we've got the mini right here in the studio with us. It is a really, really good seed.
Oh, I think it's. I've had many, and right now the best one I've had.
Yep. Yeah. Well, here's something. If you've got a feeder and you're struggling with the squirrels, you need to change maybe what you're feeding them. I know that you've seen some of those things out there called hot meats or hot mix or hot whatever, and it has capsaicin pepper that's mixed with the seed. Now, your birds don't care. They are not. They do not have saliva glands like a squirrel does. So a squirrel goes to eat that, and its tongue goes on fire.
There you go.
Yeah.
We love it. Yeah, we like that.
Yeah. That they're going to go back. And what happens is that you have to get the squirrels to identify your feeder with that sensation so they stop coming to your feeder and go to maybe your neighbor's house.
There you go.
That's something that definitely works. There are some where you can buy just the mix itself, the capsaicin pepper, and add it to your own bird seed.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I know that we've tried that once. And, you know, you go to rub your face or something, all of a sudden, you don't want to do that. You want to put on gloves. You want to make sure that you don't go to, like, you know, sneeze and hit your nose.
Oh, no.
Bad stuff.
Right.
Another thing to do is safflower. Feed your birds safflower because squirrels don't like it.
Oh, that's good.
There's two different kinds, right? White safflower.
White safflower, yeah. I've used that before.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And then there's something called Nutrisaf, which is a brown-shelled safflower. Now, just like how black oil sunflower is in a shell, the seed for safflower is in a shell. The regular white safflower is very white, and when the shells are broken and it goes on the ground, it's real easy to see. The Nutrisaf is a brown shell, and you don't really notice it that much.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, and again, squirrels don't like it. It's bitter to them, and grackles don't like it.
Oh, that's another one.
That can be an obnoxious bird.
Yeah,
when
they are.
They take over the feeder.
They hog.
They're bullies.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
take over.
Yeah. Another thing too is like I know that I don't really feed the ground feeding birds.
Oh, you don't.
I get morning doves periodically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But people who like to have morning doves and even cardinals. Cardinals, when you have a cardinal, if you ever watch it, it doesn't fly and land on the feeder. It flies on the ground and then goes and kind of looks around and then goes up from the ground to the feeder.
Yeah.
So you can use safflower as like a ground feed for some of those birds.
That's great.
Something to think about.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful bird.
And it may take a while. It's not like you're going to ring the dinner bell and they're going to come flying in for a safflower. They have to get used to it. So it may take a while. Okay. So don't be impatient. Yep. Take your time. They're going to come. They're going to find your feeder.
Will. Yeah, they will.
But the best part is the squirrels won't.
Won't come in. Yes. That's like right. that.
Now, when we started out, you were talking about different types of feeders where you have the brome feeder.
Brome, yeah, I love that one.
A cage feeder is similar to a brome, but where a cage feeder just will be just that, a mesh where the birds can fit in, but the squirrels can't get to those ports. Right. It's good, but there are some bigger birds that you might want to see. Like, I don't know, you're not going to get any, more than like a woodpecker's like full size. You'll get downy woodpeckers will be able to reach it, but regular woodpeckers will not.
Or too big.
They're going to just, the holes are going to be smaller that they're not going to have a hard time reaching it.
Sure.
So consider that before you invest into a cage feeder.
Cage feeder, yeah.
But the best ones are, like you said, the brome. And then there's a series called the Seed Savers.
Seed Savers.
Seed Savers, where the entire mechanism that slides down from gravity. So when a heavy, even if I've watched where, like, I've had sparrows, a bunch of sparrows get on it, and the weight of the sparrows moves the entire cage down.
Wow.
And it covers the ports so they can't
eat.
Get
in.
So it'll stop like obnoxious birds. Like if you get any, I mean, I've seen crows at my feeder and it's like, get out of here. Yeah. Those are bullies.
Yeah, they take over.
And that will work on them. It'll work on the squirrels. Wow. And that is probably one of my favorites.
Favorite ones.
Yeah. 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 And that's a let's see, Seed Saver 200, I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a great feeder.
All right.
Baffles.
Baffles.
I have heard baffles work.
You have?
I have never been successful with baffles
because
you have to keep it far enough away so that the squirrel can't jump from the ground on it, that it can't, you know, figure out a way to jump from some tree or the pole that it's hanging on or have you. So you can get baffles to work as long as you don't have them close enough. They've got to be 4 foot from the ground, from the sides, or else it's not going to work.
Not going to work. I had them. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And technically, if they're perfectly laid out, it will work.
Yeah.
But then, you know, who knows? You might need a 6 foot pole to get your feeder down to fill
way
it.
Way up there.
And it's a match of wits with squirrels.
It is.
Now, those of you that are out there that don't think of squirrels as being rodents, like I do, you can feed the squirrels. You can corn. They'll eat corn. They'll eat just about anything.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I don't want them near my home.
Like. It goes back to that ground feeding. If you're trying to ground feed your squirrels, I mean, I had a customer, she called and she's complaining about her neighbor who is feeding the wild turkeys.
Wow.
She was having a flock of wild turkeys in her yard and because
crazy.
She was feeding them. I mean,
wow.
I don't know. She thought it was cool, but the neighbor didn't.
No, I don't think so.
So there was not a whole lot I could tell her, you know, other than maybe make friends with your neighbor and say, hey, can you just stop that? I have seen them turkeys. I mean, turkey. You never saw turkeys.
No, you didn't. Oh,
we're in the suburbs, you know, and it's not like suburbs where we're in an.
Sure.
You know, where there's a house like every 2 miles. We're in the suburbs where there's a house every, say, 200 feet.
Uh-huh.
And that wild turkeys are everywhere. I've seen them stop traffic because they'll go and they'll see the reflection of themselves on like a hubcap of a car.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll start pecking the car.
No kidding.
And there's a line of traffic backed up.
Wow. I almost hit one the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I almost hit one because I drove around the car that was waiting for it to go.
Oh, brother.
They'll learn. Yep. Anyway, but so if you're having problems with squirrels, try the hot capsaicin pepper and be loyal to it. Use it over and over so that you're modifying their behavior.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Yep. The second thing is try safflower. And we suggested NutriSaf.
And
you know, there's one thing I forgot is that Bonnet has a spray that is a squirrel repellent.
Oh, that's great.
And you can spray it right on your bird feeder.
Oh, okay.
And where it doesn't affect the birds, it doesn't stop the birds from, but it does stop the squirrels.
It repels them. Wow, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right.
Great tip.
So what are you going to put into your feeder, Julio? Or do you have problems with the brome feeder at all?
None. I have had none since I've gotten it from you.
All right.
It's beautiful. It works perfectly.
That's great.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow.
I'm getting it cleaned. And
that's right. We are having a feeder wash right now, aren't we?
Yeah, for a good cause, too.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be right back in the garden right after this. Fertilome Rose and Flower Food 14-12-11 with systemic insecticide contains 5 micronutrients which are designed for roses to provide the proper nutrients in producing stunning green leaves and essential new growth while protecting the plant from damaging insects for up to 8 weeks. Fertilome Rose and Flower contains 14% nitrogen for green growth, building bigger canes, stems, and leaves, 12% phosphorus for root growth and increased flower production, 11% potash to promote vigorous growth so plants are better able to resist disease and cold. The micronutrients are the icing on the cake to enhance further growth, strengthen, and beautiful colors. Tired of seeing your roses prematurely drop their leaves and flowers disappear? Fertilome Rose and Flower Food contains an easy-to-apply insecticide that keeps your roses looking great all year long. Those hungry Japanese beetles don't have a chance. Apply in spring before bud sprout and continue throughout the season as indicated on the label. Fertilome Rose and Flower Food 14-12-11 with micronutrients and systemic insecticide is a must for the passionate rose grower to help produce that beautiful abundance of color and fantastic fragrance everyone will love. Green Acres Nursery and Garden Center, West County Line Road, Colmar, Pennsylvania. Herbin's Garden Center, Chestnut Street, Emmis, Pennsylvania. Laurel Oak Garden Center, Thompson Mill Road, Marlton, New Jersey. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. This is Bloomers in the Garden Radio. You can listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or on radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB or at 9 a.m. on 800 a.m. WTMR.
We are back, folks, in the garden. And Len, I know you have 3 dogs, not 2, 3.
Yeah.
And 2 cats. Now,
I do. Thank you, Carl.
There you go. Do you let your cats go outside, Len?
No.
No?
No. I had to sign a paper when we adopted our cats that we would only allow them to be indoor cats. We weren't allowed to let them outside.
You had to sign a paper.
Yes, before they would allow us to adopt them.
No kidding.
So they had to be. We had to have them indoors.
Was there a reason?
What they're concerned about is for them getting away and becoming, again, another problem. And,
right.
Or they were concerned about getting run over by a car. Or
right.
So on and so forth. Getting chased by dogs. Mm. Hey. Okay. I didn't quite understand it. I always loved what we used to have another cat where, and I got to admit, the other cat disappeared.
Okay.
Where I have heard coyotes in South Jersey attacking cats.
Wow.
I don't know. We used to have a cat that was a hunter.
Oh, yeah?
It was a very cool cat.
Oh, yeah. It would
be the thing that would go out. I mean, you've heard about cats go out and they'll go out and they'll get a mouse and they'll bring it in the house as a gift to you. Get many presents. I thought that was cool. But with these new cats, they can't go out.
Yeah. What?
They can't go out. So what I do for them is that I grow cat grass.
Wow.
And it's really, it's barley, rye, oats, or wheat. Sure. You had to have seen it in like the cat food aisle or a PetSmart or Petco or whatever.
Sure.
It is so easy to grow. Uh-huh. Like at Bloomers, we have seeds, packets of seeds.
Yeah, there you go.
There they are. I've got a packet of seed in my hand.
Yeah.
And that where it's oats that in this particular pack, but I've got one that's a mixed different type of grass, and it is not catnip.
No.
Not catnip. Now here's why. Mm-hmm. First of all, I grew it, and it actually, I grew it more because I wanted it, the cool look of the grass. I wanted a house plant. Maria would like this. It was because it just looked like a really cool plant. But as soon as it sprouted, my cats went right to it and started eating it.
That quick. Wow.
That quick. It was unbelievable. No kidding. Just a part of nature where
boom.
And they can get a little bit of vitamin A and vitamin D from it.
Okay.
Great. Some other micronutrients.
Right.
But cats, I think it's 60% of the time are just cleaning themselves and that they get hairballs. And that it helps with the digestion and also with the expectorant of hairballs.
That's what they call it. Yeah.
And it helps them get that hair out of their system so it doesn't collect and build up in their stomach. And
that's great.
And anybody who has cats know that.
Yeah.
The grass, it grows quick. You can put the seeds down, cover it with about 1/8 inch of soil, and just water it. And within a week, it's starting to grow.
1 week. Wow, that's pretty fast.
And that people think of it, it's not like a houseplant where you got to constantly take care of it.
Right.
It'll eventually get to the point where it'll start to yellow.
Uh-huh.
And then you just basically pull it up.
Pull it up and go.
Trash it and start a new crop.
Did you water every day
I watered when it dried. When it's dry.
It? Okay.
Most of the time, I forgot to water it, to be honest. It is that same oats that you grow in the field, but you can grow it inside your house because the seed will come up and it adapts to the light that it has.
Oh, that's great.
So it actually is very pretty. I mean, there's so many trendy grasses. Like you'll see a lot of time there are boxes that have grass growing out of them and they're very, very trendy.
Uh-huh.
But this is something where the cats, you know, the cats will use it. Mm-hmm. Because they can't get outside to do it.
Right. So, hey, you're going to start a new trend, Len.
I know. We sell it in our herb section, and that you see it, like you were saying. Like we see it in the – it's something that's good for your cats. So easy.
Wonderful.
And the seed packets, I can get – I have probably two 12-inch pots in our bedroom that are just for the cat grass and where – I'll just sprinkle some in, rub my fingers through the soil, and just water it, and then just forget about it till it starts germinating, and then try to remember to water it once a week maybe.
Yeah.
But it comes up, and it fills up really well, and the cats trim it off and as they eat it. Uh-huh. And then when it starts to get yellow, rip it out again and do the same thing all over again.
Wow.
Right?
Continuous. Wow.
We have actually, there's three or four different types that we have.
That's great.
These are oats, but where I have a mixed, where it's, I think it's a mix of barley and oats and some rye.
Wow, I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm sure they like it too.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They do. And again, it's
wonderful.
It's not only that it's good for the cats. It's pretty to look
at. Look at that. You got two things in one.
Right. So those of you struggling with houseplants,
yeah,
why don't you try some cat grass and just know that it's probably going to last about a month maybe.
Right. Okay.
And then you're going to rip it out and you're going to start all over.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be repeating itself.
That.
So you're going to be a farmer.
That's good.
Anyway.
Wonderful.
All right. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Have you tried BioAdvance All-in-One Rose and Flower Care? It's America's number one rose and flower care brand, offering fertilizer, insect control, and disease control all in one bottle. Imagine growing bigger blooms and stronger roots, killing insects and preventing diseases. Making just one application with no spraying sound good? Then get All-in-One Rose and Flower Care and get more from the blue bottle. Find this great BioAdvance product and many more at your local garden center.
The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Coles, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
You see them every day, in your house, in your neighborhood. They have been with you your whole life, providing comfort, reducing stress, cleaning your water. The plants and gardens around us have enormous impact on our lives. At PHS, we know a seed is more than a plant. Gardening is more than a hobby. We invite you to join with us. We'll plant with purpose. We'll build healthier communities. We'll grow together.
This is Bloomers in the Garden Radio. You can listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or on radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB or at 9 a.m. on 800 a.m. WTMR.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So, you worked a little outside on your landscape, you put in some plants, maybe a tree, and now all of a sudden they're not looking so good. Relax. Just relax. The sun is changing. It's fall. They start to shred all plants. They start to shed leaves. It doesn't matter if it's an evergreen or if it's a tree. The amount of sunlight that we're getting is much, much less. And that just because of that, the leaves may not look so good. So just relax. But what's happening, right? We said this last week, right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
I think it was last week.
Yeah.
All the weeks are meshing together. It's about growing roots this time of the year, not leaves. And that I want to switch a policy at Bloomers Home and Garden.
Oh, you do?
I don't want to replace any plant after like October 1st.
Okay. Sounds good.
Because most of them just, you know, they're still healthy and viable. It's just they may not look great, you know, and that they're going to look great in the spring.
Right.
And it's just something that happens. So any of you that have some plants that don't really look that good, I mean, if you bought a plant, for instance, at Bloomers and you're worried that the warranty would run out, we would extend your warranty over the winter to the spring.
Right.
And it's because we know, I'm pretty confident that 99% of the plants are going to come back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all about sunlight. It's all about sunlight. You said it just a little bit ago. You're waking up and it's dark.
It's dark, yeah.
Right? You said it just during a break.
Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning is super dark.
And I've got some figures here. Okay, mm-hmm. So a month ago, there was an hour more daylight than there is right now.
One whole hour.
Right. Wow. So right now, there's almost exactly 12 hours of light.
That's it.
And that where a month from now, right, there's only going to be 10 3/4 hours.
Ooh, that's it.
So 10 hours, 42 minutes.
Wow.
So right now, we're at 12. It's going to be darker and darker and darker. Yeah. And so what happens is that we've talked about hummingbirds are called to go and fly back to Mexico and to do everything according to the sunlight that we're getting. Mm-hmm. Your trees and your shrubs are doing the same thing. That calls them into dormancy. So don't freak out because your plants may look a little yellowish or not like lustrous the way that they once did. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry
about that.
You know, wait until spring. They're going to bounce back. They're going to be just fine. Give them some food because you may not see the tops growing, but the roots are absolutely grown. That's feed them holly-tone for evergreens, right, Julio?
That's right.
What about perennials? What should you feed perennials?
Plant-tone, you can do that.
Excellent choice. Yeah, and I love plant-tone because it's all organic.
Right.
It's pH neutral, and it's a great fertilizer.
Great product, yeah.
Great fertilizer. So if your plants aren't looking so good that you planted, just relax and don't overwater them. No. How do we start this segment, right? Overwatering houseplants. Oh. Cut it out.
That's right.
You're going to do the same thing outside. Just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax.
That's wonderful.
All right. Yeah. We'll be right back right after this. Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929.
Having trouble with crabgrass even after you apply your step one? Then start using Fertilome's Weed Out with Q, a liquid formulation containing quinclorac, dicamba, and 2,4-D. Fertilome's Weed Out with Q is bottled in a concentrate, ready to use and ready to spray form. This unique combination of materials is terrific for post-emergent control of crabgrass, barnyard grass, foxtail, and numerous broadleaf weeds. Fertilome's Weed Out with Q is most effective on young crabgrass. Typically, as the crabgrass matures, you may need to apply several applications before the plant disappears. You may reseed after 3 weeks, and you may apply Fertilome Weed Out with Q to newly seeded areas after the third mowing. Apply Fertilome's Weed Out with Q Crabgrass Killer. Keep those unwanted annual grasses off your yard.
Neighbors Garden Center, Main Street, Hellertown, PA. Rhodes Garden, Delcab Pike, North Wales, Pennsylvania. Rourke Farm Supply, Elmer, New Jersey.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
This is Bloomers in the Garden Radio. You can listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or on radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB or at 9 a.m. on 800 a.m. WTMR.
We are back in the garden, and Len, we had Anna. She's a listener from Wayne, PA. She sent us a text about a hardy hibiscus. Len, what did she say?
Well, this was her text. She said, "Good morning. This is Anna from Wayne, PA. My neighbor gave me two hardy hibiscus. I put them in pots close to my house. They look stressed. Was this a good idea? Should I pull them out?" What's the answer, Julio?
No, don't pull them out. No, not yet.
No,
no, you don't need to.
Looking, again, like our last segment, it's just the time of the year. They're looking a little, peaked.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, fine.
That they're probably going on their dormant cycle. Mm-hmm. If they're in a pot, they grow fast and they grow a lot of roots. It could be pot bound.
Pot bound too. Yeah.
We had that one hardy hibiscus at Bloomers where we were actually sitting it in with our water garden plants.
Yeah, I saw it.
Just to keep it watered because it was so pot bound.
It was. It was amazing.
Yeah, and hardy hibiscus also have a little bit of a chartreuse leaf tolerant.
Yeah,
the person that figures out how to get a hardy hibiscus with that dark hunter green leaf is going to be a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. They are going to be millionaires.
They are.
Yeah.
But you got to keep in mind, too, where depending on what kind of pot you have, that those hardy hibiscus, they get stalks like corn stalks. Oh. They're like an inch and a quarter.
Yeah, they're big.
And that you cut them back down, and I would pull them out. I'd put them in the ground.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. Put them in the ground, a little bit on the background because they're going to come up. They'll probably May, June is their time when they start getting, some size to them.
Right.
And the flowers.
Oh, flowers. Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. Dinner plate size flowers. Yeah. So you're talking, they could be anywhere from about 12 inches across.
12 inches, yeah.
And the new colors that they had this year,
wonderful.
They look like pinwheels.
They do. Aren't they great?
Different colors.
Different colors.
Variegation. Mm-hmm. Some have like an eye to them where the center of the flower has a different color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're great plants.
Yeah, impressive.
So just because they're looking a little peaked right now, don't give up on them. Just
don't
worry.
Don't
it's
do
just
that.
Gonna, maybe they're just done for the season.
Right.
They want to just go ahead and go into a short retirement until spring.
There you go.
That's it. I know I'd like to.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, tell you what, just water them when you put them in because check those roots. If those roots are real compact, you want to slice those roots, right? Right,
Ol? Yep. Slice those roots, yep.
All right. Hope that helped. Remember, you can text us Anna did on the hotline, which is 609-685-1880. Text us pictures. You can text us information or call and leave a message, and we'll get back to you. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
This is Bloomers in the Garden Radio. You can listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or on radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB or at 9 a.m. on 800 a.m. WTMR.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Well, Julio.
Wow.
Down by another show in the bag.
Wow. A lot of stuff, huh, Len?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. We went from cats to birds.
Birds to houseplants and you name it.
Right. Everybody with houseplants, just make sure you're not overwatering.
Yeah.
We get it, and people bring in leaves, and we'll see it, and it's just plain and simple overwatering.
Yeah.
That's
key.
And especially if you get it with a pot. Mm-hmm. Some of those pots don't have drainage holes.
Oh, yeah, key. That's
so
another key right
make
there.
Make sure that after you water it, mm-hmm. you lift that plant out and dump out that excess water.
Right on the plate down there. Yeah, that's critical, too.
Yeah. The plants that are designed to go in your house now are those that they pick varieties that will live in your house. It's not, you're not being set up to fail. Just relax with the water.
Yes.
Don't feed them over the winter.
Yep.
Expect over the winter some yellowing.
There you go. Yep.
It's all right.
Yep. Beautiful tips there. You'll enjoy your houseplants.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So what do you think about my cat grass idea?
I love it. You know, like you're saying, you know, if you want to start out with a houseplant, you can grow
some seeds.
Yeah, that's right.
The best part is that it's fast.
It's fast.
And it's easy. It goes through its cycle and you throw it out.
The cats love you.
Yeah, that's
right.
I tell you, they were feeding like cows.
Oh, were they?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, and then I started worrying that they had a deficiency maybe. Until they threw up their gigantic hairball.
Is that what it was?
It was easier to pick up.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. What a great thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, I guess. Anyway. Julio, birds.
Oh, birds, yeah.
You're keeping squirrels out of your feeder because of the way that you...
That's right. And you say the rodents, and I agree.
Yeah. Oh. Squirrels, they're rodents.
Yeah, they are.
No, not cute and cuddly
at all.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you try safflower, I think you'll be happy.
Oh, yeah, you will.
And you want to use straight safflower. We have a blend at Bloomers that is actually a hot mix
that is safflower.
And it's with sunflower hearts mixed together.
Great.
And I tell you what, the squirrels love it. It is a great, great, great feed. Yeah. Squirrels love it. Did I just say squirrels love it?
I did. Oh, you did? Oh.
Whoops. Squirrels hate it. Okay.
There you go.
Birds love it. Especially
right.
cardinals.
Oh, yeah. They love that one.
That's the difference. Mm-hmm. So, again, let me get that straight. Mm-hmm. Safflower with the hearts of sunflower with capsaicin pepper. Cardinals love it. Squirrels hate it. Do I have that straight now?
Perfect.
All right. We'll see you next week right here in the garden.
See you in the garden.